back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you're right, and my guess is that most of the current crop Republicans couldn't identify who Cicero was. They may peripherally know who Julius Caesar was, but I doubt that they know who Cicero was and the price he paid for trying to defend the Republic. That these Republicans, they just don't seem to understand that their duty is actually to the Republic for which it stands. I mean, that when they took their oath, they said, you know, so help me God, which actually isn't in the official oath. It's an add-on that they've just kind of they tacked onto it over the, apparently in Washington may have done it. We don't know for sure. But it just, and for Moscow Mitch, I mean, let's remember that Moscow Mitch's wife, Elaine Chao, actually is, you know, the Taiwanese connections, and the Taiwanese connections she has are tied directly into Red China, which just kind of continues to befuddle me, the intricate business connections between Taiwan and the mainland, yet the governments there are still at war with one another. And it just and the Chinese are continuing to threaten to take Taiwan, but the you know they're just integrated so much business wise. It's just kind of surprising that there's that political opposition there. I think that just Moscow Mitch, you know, he's perfectly willing to sell us to the Chinese, just like he's so willing to sell us to the Russians because he has family money there and he is determined to maintain that power connection there as well.
Well, you know, her family is very entrenched in one of the most powerful, wealthy shipping companies in the world over there. And Moscow Mitch, believe it or not, engineered, talk about special interest legislation, a change in American law that would have had the effect of benefiting foreign shipping lines over our own. That was caught. I think some Democrats, we have a pretty sharp bunch of people among the Democrats, and they got them. But you cannot trust anything Moscow Mitch does. Nothing, literally nothing. And I was a group the other day, and one of them said, you know, maybe he believes what he says. I said, no, he doesn't believe anything. He believes in his own financial and status advantage is all he does. Back in the 80s, early 80s, when Moscow Mitch first went into politics, down in Kentucky, he was a liberal Republican. He was pro-civil rights. And then he changed. He will do anything to benefit himself financially and benefit the party that gives him status. And what I love about this show is, you know, you have very few shows where callers call in and they talk about Cicero and Taiwan. That's great. That's why we care about history. Taiwan is only 100 miles from China. It owns an island 10 miles from China. They're intricately involved economically. And mainland China continues. Mainland China calls itself the People Republic of China. Taiwan calls itself the Republic of China. People's being, you know, the communist thing. Both Han Chinese, same race. Both everything. The problem is if mainland China ever took it over, the same thing would happen as in Hong Kong. Opposition would disappear and simply communist control would be further extended in Asia. We can't permit that to happen. Well, okay, back to some of the subject matter. The Democrats momentarily succeeded in blocking the most repressive voting laws in the country, or among them, in Texas, by simply leaving the chamber and denying them a quorum. It reminded me when some of our state senators, remember during Act 10, left and went to Illinois, and there was no quorum. And that momentarily blocked very bad legislation. You can't go on and do that forever. Wisconsin has a law that says that law enforcement can go out and, quote, seize and convey, i.e. carry, a legislator who doesn't show up to the floor of the legislature. Now, normally, if somebody doesn't show up, they don't do that. But if enough show up not to deny a quorum, they were out on the hunt. Didn't do them any good. our people were in Illinois. Something like that happened in Texas. I'm not sure that Texas has the law where the law enforcement can go and arrest them. That's a term of art. Not doesn't mean they're criminals, but quote, arrest them, restrain their conduct and force them back into the legislature. I think if Texas had a law like that, I would have read about it. But in any event, Abbott, the governor, bad news, really a right-wing bad guy, supports this legislation. He's going to do two things. He's going to call a special session on the theory that at some point enough Democrats will show up so they have a quorum and can ram it through. He's also threatening to veto funds for the legislature to deny Democrats their pay. That's what he's doing. Why is everybody so upset about this repressive legislation? The Republicans stand for repressive voter legislation around the country. They do it in Georgia. They did in Florida. They even do it in Iowa. Well, in Texas, what they've done is they're going to ban absentee voting before 1 p.m. on Sundays, simply because African-American churches have souls to the polls. And after services at like 11 or 12, they'll go down to the polls. If they had to wait till after one, people would disperse. They go home, make food for their family, and they might not vote. I mean, that's how trivial this is. The second thing, that's how petty this is. The second thing is they are criminalizing very routine poll worker interactions with voters. If a voter asks them, you know, this ballot, you know, is this the right ballot for me and all that, there's going to be uncertainty now. Certain things can be responded to and certain can't. And if you answer the wrong one, you go to prison for 10 years. That's what Texas is doing. That's what Texas is doing. They're interfering with, they're scaring poll workers. In Georgia, it's a felony to give a voter now water while they stand in line, no matter how hot. You can have a woman who's 8 months pregnant, faints, you bring her water, it's a felony, you go to prison. That cannot be permitted to stand up. There is a rule of law that judges are not supposed to preemptively restrain criminal laws. They're supposed to wait to see if someone's prosecuted and then deal with it. That has to be suspended. That this thing has to be stopped by injunction because it'll have deterrent effect on voting. It has to be stopped by injunction right away. This is not just voter repression. This is voter intimidation. This is an attempt to scare and demoralize poll workers and election people, to strike right at the heart of it. It's a terrorist attack right at the heart of our voting. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.